House Majority Leader Tom DeLay's ethical troubles refuse to go away. Despite protestations from DeLay, the political opponents and the national media are ganging up on him. The Texas Republican faced persistent reports this past week of receiving gifts from lobbyists in violation of congressional rules and charges that fundraising committees connected with him inappropriately funneled money to him and other Republicans. Doyle McManus is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Times and a regular guest on our program. He's in the studio. Welcome back.
Good morning, Leanne.
Tom DeLay's problems certainly are prominent in the national media, and he would have people think that reporters are responsible for it all, and whether or not that's so, that's for other people to decide. But this morning, one of your competitors, the Washington Post, has a story about a lobbyist's credit card receipts, and they indicate that a trip by DeLay to a golf resort in Scotland was paid for by two powerful Washington lobbyists. What does this mean? Is DeLay losing maneuvering room?
I think he is, Leanne. That story was in the Washington Post, and it suggests that DeLay broke what is a clear rule of fundraising in Congress, and that is members of Congress are allowed to take these free vacation trips as long as they're paid for by nonprofit associations. They're supposed to make a speech or be in a seminar when they're there. In fact, what they mostly seem to do is play golf. But they're not supposed to have these trips paid for directly by lobbyists. Now, you can look at that and say, well, gee, that's kind of a fine point rule. It may be, but it's one of the only clear rules there. So I think this story is quite significant. Now, let me speak up in defense of Tom DeLay for a minute. When he says it's the media keeping this thing alive, he's absolutely right. It's open season on Tom DeLay, but one reason for that is that the Ethics Committee isn't working. The Ethics Committee is deadlocked, and that's a big reason that we saw this week the Speaker of the House, Denny Hastert, say, let's strike a compromise with the Democrats to please get the Ethics Committee going, because having this done in the newspapers is really painful.
Tom DeLay has a lot of support from his fellow Republicans in the House, and largely he's been such a good fundraiser for GOP House candidates over the years. Have you picked up any indications that the flow of money from supporters is slowing down toward DeLay?
Not yet. It's too early to quantify that. In fact, last week DeLay announced that he had raised already $5 million for his own reelection, which is a lot of money for a guy who never had trouble before. But paradoxically, that's a sign of weakness, too. Tom DeLay shouldn't have to announce that he's raising money for his reelection. The other thing is, look, money in Washington flows like a great river. And if Tom DeLay starts looking like a bad place to put your money for these donors, there are lots of other pools that they can send that money flowing into. And that will be a key thing to watch because, as you said, DeLay's power rests in large part on his ability to bring in those bucks.
Let's talk about some other things that are going on in Capitol Hill, and there are plenty of them. In the Senate, there's a long simmering fight over judicial appointments, and that appears to be coming to a head. Any hints that either the Democrats or the Republicans are actually trying to avoid a major fight?
At the moment, the signs are in the opposite direction, that we are still heading for the brink of what is inelegantly called the nuclear option. The Judiciary Committee last week in the Senate reported out two very conservative judges, two judges the Democrats have already said they would filibuster. Vice President Cheney said that if there were a tie vote, he would cast it to change those rules. This one is still heading for a crisis. The big question, and we don't know the answer, is do the Republicans have the 50 votes they need to get Vice President Cheney in the tiebreaker role? And this is, in a way, the interesting theme of all of these different controversies we are seeing. The Republicans have a firm majority in both the Senate and the House, but they've got moderates on one end of that majority, and those moderates aren't happy with everything their conservative leaders are doing.
Let's talk a little bit about that and that issue over the nomination of John Bolton to be ambassador of the United Nations. You saw it got real interesting because a Republican actually blocked moving the nomination out of committee, and then the president was very quick to offer more strong support for Bolton. What's going on? Are both sides just as happy to have a fight over this one?
This one, again, is a problem for the president and the Republican leadership. Look, every year the opposition party chooses one nominee to pick off, and John Bolton was the weak calf in this herd. So they went after him. He had some problems. He had enemies scattered all over Washington. There were moderate Republicans, including the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Dick Lugar of Indiana, who weren't all that thrilled with John Bolton as a nominee. So he started out weak and got weaker. And that was a surprise when Senator Voinovich of Ohio went south. We're now hearing there are other Republican senators who don't want to vote him out, this one's in real trouble.
Doyle McManus is Washington Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Times. As always, thank you so much, Doyle.
Thank you, Leanne.